This is Sunday morning. This is March the 18th, 2018, and this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Haman is Hung on the Gallows. This was the enemy's plan for you, the church, and citizens of this country and around the world. Yes, the Fourth Reich, as you have been perceiving, patterned after Hitler and his reign of terror, FEMA camp, depopulation camps, the Jude Helm exercises. They were trained to come in and get you and take you to these places and cause you to never be heard from again. Yes, Hitler Germany, abortion. Now you understand, 60 million babies killed throughout the land. Now depopulation, what the elite's plan was, the Satan's plan was, they have to kill as many people as possible so they can control them. But just like Esther stood in the gap by fasting and praying, interceding for her people, the Jews, to rescue them from extinction, I came through for her and the ones. Haman was exposed, and the gallows meant for Mordecai, a symbol of the Jews, was hung on the gallows instead, hanged to death and all his seed. He had 10 sons that were hung on the gallows. Esther is a symbol of my church, and because they fasted and prayed, my hand stayed the wicked plan by wicked men. November 9, 2016, in the wee hours of the morning, Donald J. Trump stepped up into power. The turnaround started then. The cabal will fall, and the intent they had for you will happen to them, swinging by a rope at Gitmo. They will be weighed, measured, and they will be found wanting. Haman has been hung on the gallows. One day they are there, and the next day they are not, just like they planned for you. It will be as if they never existed. They wanted to get rid of you and all you deplorables so they could control all the wealth and control those left. They in the clouds, the elite, and with the people being the peasants that do all the work. Haman has been hung on the gallows and all of his seed. The fall of the cabal. Glory indeed. The land of the free now able to take my plans into all the world. Jubilee. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the wicked witch. Let them know the wicked witch is dead. She's going below. Where the goblins go. Let them know the wicked witch is dead. And I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton. I'm talking about Jezebel. Search a matter out. Don't be a skeptic. I have a place within you, a witness, so that you won't be led astray. Don't be a Thomas. Now we're going to look at a few scriptures here before I go on with this word. The first one is John 20. It's no joke. When I was writing all this down, that song just come forth. It's gone where the goblins go below, yo ho. Exactly what they planned for us is what's happening to them. The trap they set for us is being set for them. Haman has been hung on the gallows. John 20:24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples kept telling them, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the marks made by the nails, put my finger to the nail prints, and put my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. And Jesus came, though they were behind closed doors, and stood among them and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach out your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless and incredulous, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, Thomas, do you now believe? Blessed and happy, and to be envied are those who have never seen me and yet have believed on me." Okay? Luke 24, verse Luke 24:12. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, and stooping down and looking in, he saw the linen cloths alone by themselves, and he went away wondering about and marveling at what had happened. And behold, the very day, two of the disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And while they were talking with each other about all these things that had occurred, and while they were conversing and discussing together, Jesus himself caught up with them and was already accompanying them, but their eyes were held, so they did not recognize him. And he said to them, "What is this discussion that you're exchanging, throwing back and forth between yourselves as you walk along?" And they stood still, looking sad and downcast. Then one of them named Cleopas answered him, "Do you alone dwell as a stranger in Jerusalem and not know the things that have occurred there in these days?" And he said to them, "What kinds of things?" And they said to him about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in work and in word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers gave him up to be sentenced to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who would redeem and set Israel free. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things occurred. And moreover, some women of our company astounded us and drove us out of our senses. They were at the tomb early in the morning, but did not find his body. And they returned, saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. And some of those who were with us went to the tomb, and they found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Jesus said to them, "O foolish ones, sluggish in mind, dull of perception, and slow of heart to believe. Was it not necessary and essentially fitting that the Christ should suffer all those things before entering into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all through the prophets, he went on explaining and interpreting to them all the scriptures, the things concerning, referring to himself. Then they drew near the village to which they were going. He acted as if he would go further, and they urged and insisted, saying to him, "Remain with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went to stay with them, and it occurred that as he reclined at table with them, he took bread and praised God and gave thanks and asked a blessing. He broke it and was giving it to them when their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished. And this is the key. And they said to one another, "Were not our hearts greatly moved and burning within us while he was talking with us on the road, and he opened and explained to us the scriptures?" What's the Lord saying in this? Don't be so skeptical that you have to have proof and you have to see. You go by this. Your heart's burning in you. You get witnessed. Yes, this is God. Okay. In Mark 16:24, it talks about the women went to see and they saw Jesus at the tomb. But the guys thought, "Oh, they're just silly women." Don't take a thought saying, "Believe I am your caretaker." Now, this is really good, this part I'm going to get into. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." What's the law of sin and death? Here's some more of their plans. GMOs. They've genetically altered our wheat and grains to change our DNA and make us sick. That's what part of their agenda is. Leaching from plastic. They're doing chemtrails. Seeding the clouds with lithium and all kinds of things. On and on it goes. But I'm telling you, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. All this comes under the law of sin and death. Whether they really do it or they don't do it, they're trying to get you to believe it. And if you'll believe it, see, Satan doesn't even have to do it. Most people in the church will believe every word they say and exercise faith in that area and receive it. The Spirit of life. You are free from the law of sin and death. The law of faith bypasses natural law. Jesus he tried to explain to them. He said, it's not what goes in your mouth, into your digestive system, that defiles the man. But out of his heart, talking about the mind here, come evil thoughts. So don't take a thought saying, cast it down, using our weapons of our warfare. Casting down thoughts and imagination. No, if I eat any deadly thing, it won't hurt me. Drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt me. My food is blessed. I don't know what's all in it. But I know this, it's sanctified by the Word of God in prayer. We're going to walk by faith. We've got to walk by faith. Learn to behold the form of the Lord. Don't be so quick to say doubt out of your mouth. This is Psalm 17:15, beholding the form of the Lord. Recognizing the Lord. See, Peter and them, or Cephas, they didn't recognize him. All those many miles they walked. But didn't our hearts burn within us? Learn to recognize in these last days when God's in something because of the deception in this world, the way it is nowadays. We've got to walk by this. Okay, 17, 15. As for me, I will continue beholding your face in righteousness. I shall be fully satisfied when I awake, beholding your form. Okay. 2 Corinthians 3:18 really says the same thing. Don't be so quick to say God's not in that. And all of us, as with unveiled face, continuing to behold, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor, from one degree of glory to another, from the Lord who is the Spirit. All right, it just gets gooder. This is called Jubilee. I raised up this nation to declare my revelation. It's your time, America, to reap what you have sown, not what the prophets of doom are saying, because they are not discerning the times they are in. They only see what the devil is doing. The time has come for a great transfer of wealth to my U.S. of A. It used to be said that everyone in the Arab countries were rich. Now there is coming a switch. The wealth that is coming will swallow up all debt, national and private. It will just eat it up like a monster. Pac-Man. Get ready for it is a huge harvest. Don't be afraid, but behold the farm of the Lord. This great wealth will fund this last day harvest of over a billion souls. It's your day, America. It's your day, my beloved. The seeds have been planted. 100% harvest has been granted. I take care of what is mine. Now around the world they will say, you know, everyone in America is rich, even the poor. It is the truth for sure, Jubilee. The world will see and follow America's lead. 2018, ka-ching. The devil and his bunch thought they had it all sewn up. They thought that they were so wise. Me and my ways they have despised. Now they will be poor and naked, sick and alone. Haman has been hung on the gallows. Yes, the plan they meant for you is now the plan I have for them. There will be no escape, their future dim. Haman has been hung on the gallows. I dealt with them over and over, but to no avail. Even though I love them, judgment will prevail. Haman has been hung on the gallows. I feel like Anna Green Gables when she's reciting the highwayman. This will be the biggest turnaround recorded in history of the rounding up of wickedness from sea to sea. Hangman has been hung on the gallows. There is nowhere to run, no place to hide. Law and order will abide. Haman has been hung on the gallows.